Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to episode 13 of A New Thing, a podcast where we're blogging and journaling a journey from meeting online on Zoom during the pandemic to meeting in the flesh, not only outdoors like we've been doing in August and July, but indoors. So this coming Sunday, the 5th of September, we're planning to meet indoors for the first time since March last year, so getting on for 18 months or so. And a few thoughts and a few questions, really. In fact, more questions than thoughts. But I thought I'd just share with you what we're planning to do and see if any of you that listen to this might have ideas for us, both in terms of worship, but also in terms of practicalities of keeping people safe. That's what's on my mind most of all. I have a rough idea for our order of service, which I'll solidify later on today. And it's going to be a celebration. We're not going to do so much of our traditional congregational services. More, we're going to get together and celebrate. Celebrate that we're back together, rejoice that God has kept us all that will be there safe, and that we can be together. We're going to take the Lord's Supper and dine together in that sense. We're going to sing and pray and worship together. We're going to fellowship together, and we'll do a little bit of learning together from God's Word. I'm going to kick off a new series focused on the Gospel of Mark, looking at the example of Jesus, which is ultimately our inspiration. He is our inspiration, so we'll be looking at the beginning of the good news about Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God, as Mark prefaces his gospel there, and talking about him in the wilderness and his power and his compassion and his connection with his Father. That's what we'll talk about on Sunday and celebrate and rejoice and be grateful that we have such an inspiration as Jesus. But the other part of Sunday is just the practicalities. Now, we haven't met together indoors for such a long time, and we want to be not so much cautious as just careful and responsible with the way that we interact with each other, how we put out chairs, how we deal with the issue of should we have masks or not, and to what extent should we practice setting out chairs and leaving a gap between chairs. I'd like to know what you're doing where you are and what you think is working, both in terms of what's giving people a sense of safety and security regarding the virus, which is very much still with us, but also in terms of what works to promote good worship together and what gets in the way. What's your thoughts on that? I am expecting an email later on today from somebody with some instructions and advice about that. I'm also going to be speaking to the school later to find out what they are requiring of us. But what have you been doing? What have you seen where you are? What do you think works? Also, another request really. We're going to live stream the event on Zoom to our members who aren't able to be there for one reason or another. And we're having difficulty with setting that up simply because the signal inside the hall is abominable. There's no Wi-Fi there that we can use, and the mobile signal is pretty bad. So do you have any advice about the best way to do this such that people could participate in the sense of at least observing the service? I don't think we'll be able to do interactivity with the setup we have, but at least people could watch along and listen along live to what we're doing. I think that would be really helpful. So do you have any practical advice about the best way to set that up? What kind of devices to use? How to make sure we get the best signal we can? I'd love to know what you think, because we're just like everybody, even those who cannot physically be there, at least be able to connect. So that's what we're doing this Sunday, the 5th of September. Do pray for us. We'll be in Lawrence Haynes School on Vicarage Road in Watford, as we usually are. Well, as we used to be, and we will be again. 10:30 in the morning. For a time of celebration, time of fellowship, worship, Lord's Supper, learning together, pray for us. Please pray for us and pray that we'll all be safe as much as anything else. So thanks very much for listening. That's episode 13, A New Thing. God is doing a new thing, bringing us back together to do something new. Till the next time, take care and God bless.